And the story is not a story, it's afsane, which is more than a story, is a very mystic, ancient story, which is coming from the dark loop, from the place I don't know. Means this that I was talking, that came to me like, do you remember David last night had a dream and came and gave you the judgment? Same happened to me. Last night I heard a story, a fantastic stuff, then today I gave it to you. Yes. And
yesterday I ate something is an idle tale. Whatsoever comes is from the secret chamber. Why have we fixed our eyes on causes?
Yeah.
If we have learned from those.
Myth is better than idle tale. Idle tale, let me give you also before that. Idle
tale.
I'm talking about the afsane ke shoma dashtin guftin. Idle tale gufte. Miyam idle tale. Myth aghalan behtar az idle. Chun idle gufte.
Afsane is not even myth. It's more than that. Because afsane carries the meaning of afsun. Afsun means voodooing some stuff. So afsane is magical stuff even.
Legend.
Is legend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the word. He will explain it right now. Yes?
Why have we fixed our eyes on causes? If we have learned from those with beauteous eyes how to glance amorously.
What was that? That one is in green because it is so deep, and if I was not like tonight in a special mood, I will skip it. First, we'll say, why are you looking at the causes? Why do you believe in cause? Your stupid, silly brain. Do you remember? Your brain understands this universe as cause and effects, right? And how stupid is that? Let's talk about love. What is the cause? What is the effect? First of all, your eye is fixed on causes, means your vision is based on cause and effect, right? Okay, if we have learned that beautiful stuff, we call it kereshme. Kereshme means very delicately presenting a beautiful gesture to grab the heart of someone. That's what kereshme is. Normally, it's a very beautiful lady who is doing something else, but in the corner of the eye, we'll have a little look at you. See? Okay, if you learn that, the beauty of that, now talk about the cause and effect to me. What is the cause of that? Why do you like it? Why do you go like that for just a small gesture? This is what we are talking about. We are talking about real feeling. And feeling has nothing to do with cause and effect. But your brain is trying to convince you that the feeling has a cause and effect. There are feelings with no effect at all. Oh, I have seen a crowd of people and I had pity for them. Didn't feel anything. I couldn't even talk to them. So what? We are talking about a different universe, and for this, your ego should be killed. Because your ego doesn't let you understand all the feelings we are talking about. when I describe this little kereshme, little beautiful gesture or thing like that, you didn't even get what my point. You thought about some fellow and do, do, do. The feeling is there, the passion is there. That's what the lovers are looking for. But for you, it doesn't exist. Why? Because your brain. Because your brain is teaching you only to look at the cause. So, whatever you need this because of that. And you don't know your real needs. Yes?
Over the causes there
are other causes. Do not look at the cause. Let your gaze fall on the primary cause.
Aha. This is a good formula. Imagine 800 years ago, a fellow is talking like this. Now with the new science we understand this, he said, for any cause, there is another cause. And so on, and so on. Look in that one. What is the first cause? Because cause and effect are a chain. Whatever effect becomes a new cause, right? This is how they change. So, okay, every cause has another cause. So why don't you look at that one? You know why? Because the prophets came here and they talked about what? Remember them? They broke the cause. Okay, you see? There is no cause and effect. Do this to feel good. Not because of this and that. They cannot prove what they believe. They come down and they say, be good to each other, but they cannot prove it. Your logic, you say, cheated the others, and it can prove it, because it will show you that the others are cheating as well. So let's go. This is the rule. The rule is logically be advanced. Cheat everyone. Control everyone. Aren't you doing it? First of all, you're cheating everyone to think you're the best. This is what you do. Your brain is doing it. Your goodness has nothing to do with that. Yes?
The prophets came in order to cut causes. They flung their miracles at Saturn.
Mm-hmm. The miracle is what? The miracle is something that happens without the cause. It just happens. If there was a cause, we knew the cause, the magic wouldn't be magic. Magic is that. So, the prophecy is that, is out of the cause and effect, is out of the rule, is the exception. Right from the beginning, we started with exception, right? Yes.
Without cause, they split the sea asunder. Without sowing, they found heaps of wheat. Sand, too, was turned into flour by their work. Goat's hair became silk as it was pulled. The whole of the Quran consists in the cutting off of causes, the glory of the poor, and the destruction of Abu Lahab. A swallow drops two or three pebbles and shatters the mighty host of Abyssinia. The pebble of a bird that flies aloft lays low the elephant, riddled with holes.
Yeah, what do you think about all that? Just simply, excuse me, you're the fellow of logic and cause and effect. Look at these holy books. They all talk about magics. What kind of magic? They will say, a few birds dropped little pieces of stone and an army of elephants were destroyed. It doesn't work with cause and effect. But is it true? Yes, it is. It is. Normally, the little force, doesn't work on big structures, but we are talking about the exception. And in exception, yes, it works. One drop of something will eliminate a big factory. It happens. It's magical? Yes. Does it happen? Yes. So, the magic is here, but we don't notice it. Yes?
Inflict the tail of the killed cow upon the murdered man, in order that in the same moment he may come to life in the winding sheet.
When did that magic happen? Remember, we were talking about the cow, right? A killed cow has a tail, right? Somebody touched some dead fellow with that tail, and that fellow came to life. Yeah, it's Moses. It's the story of Moses, but we are talking about this. That's why over there we say, it happened like that, means Moses touched a dead fellow, not physically dead, but spiritually dead fellow, with the tail of the cow. That fellow, from that tail, understood the cow and killed his cow. Then he became alive. This is the role of the messenger. What am I trying to do now? Rumi says, I'm trying to do the same stuff. I'm telling you the tale. I'm beating you. I'm beating you, Rajik, with the tale of the cow. I hope you will become alive. That's how I could give you the second life. To beat you, your brain, your logic with the tail of the cow. That's how it works. This is how this everything is working. This is not that I'm doing it now. Yes, listen.
He whose throat was cut may spring up from his place and seek his blood from the shedder of his blood. In like manner, from the beginning of the Quran to the end, it is the abandonment of causes and means. Farewell.
This is not something easy to say in an Islamic society. And this guy is Muslim, right? Yeah, part of being Sufi and all that is basically Muslim. We say, look at that Quran. From the beginning to the end is negating the cause and cause. Both are cause. One is asbab, means the instrument as a cause. The other one is elat. Elat is cause again. See? Whole centuries is like this. It's not that for this moment is like this. Look at it. All that book is talking about something which is out of the cause and effect and logic. It's beyond the logic. Yes?
The explanation thereof is not by the meddlesome intellect. Do service in order that it may become clear to you.
Means what? Means what I'm talking about, what that book, holy book, is talking about, and all of this is not for your intelligence to understand. You should connect to understand. That bandagi, remember, which is becoming a slave, and being related to, being connected to. When you connect, it will appear to you. Yes?
The philosopher is in bondage to things perceived by the intellect. The pure is he that rises as a prince on the intellect of intellect.
Means what?